This is the Morning Glory podcast.
I've also eaten vegan sausage rolls. Are you? Have you eaten them?
I'm not, but it's meant to be a monster hit for the baby's chairs.
I promise you, the president has a big stick.
But I'm telling you now, and not, and I may be now, I didn't want to say this in front of him, but he will go right to the very top. Right to the very top.
If that is not a great tip, that's his job.
What the?
Right, we're on.
Hello.
To another segment of our Moaning Glory pod.
Yeah.
This is a new one, son.
Okay, go on.
We'll see how we go.
Yeah.
So, basically, this is a new segment or episode style that we're trying out.
Yeah.
Which could crash and burn. But we do...
We're here for a laugh.
We do like to crash and burn sometimes.
Yeah, I've done that enough times, yeah.
Yeah. I've seen your act.
Yeah.
But where I basically, I pick something.
Okay.
On our Moaning Glory, no Tilly. Right, annoying cats, that's one.
Let's put her upstairs.
She's all right for the moment. As if she makes another noise, then she's
out. Throw her out the window.
Yeah. She can have that pigeon up there, Gary. Yeah. Right, okay, anyway. But on our Moaning Glory theme is that we each pick a topic and we muse on it negatively for about 20 minutes.
I'm all there for that.
And my starting point, okay, this genuinely does wind me up. I cannot bear the new trend that's been happening the last maybe year or so where people are pushing a sobriety narrative.
Right, okay.
It's so overrated.
Explain what you mean, sobriety narrative.
So a lot of people now, like you see on podcasts and stuff, they're, oh, with that fucking pigeon. Right, and there's a cat, there's a bird, like, what is it? It's a fucking zoo in here, Maro. But there is a trend, right, of people really pushing sobriety.
Right, okay.
You know, like, I'd be like, oh, man, I used to drink, like, Mark Manson had one. And you know what? He's got some interesting, like, some of his stuff is interesting, but then so a lot of it's like, oh, yeah, I can't believe I used to do that.
Yeah, so, like, yeah. That dickhead, like.
Yeah, like, and they're like, oh, I used to drink. I used to waste so much time. I bet you're wasting your time, dude. Like, do you know how much better things are when you drink?
Yeah, I've told you. Yeah, definitely.
Like, as in things like music sounds better. Dating people is far more bearable.
Oh, man.
Like, can you imagine? Some people are like, oh, you know, I don't drink. Oh, I just don't like the way it makes me feel afterwards.
Do you ever want to hang around with those sort of people?
No.
No. What are we going to do then? Not that you have to drink.
A couple of my friends have a... I know a couple that are on this trend and they're like, yeah, I don't drink. And I'm just like, that is a real pity.
Yeah.
A real pity.
I don't have a single friend in my immediate life who's like, nah, I don't drink or I don't.
Good.
I don't hang about with that sort of person. I don't think I attract that sort
they
of
they
person.
Call it, it's called like the bro 2.0.
Yeah. Well, like the new man, like I get up and I do 100 push-ups every morning and.
I mean, that's just exercise, but like that's not profound. Like, you're like, oh, I go to the gym.
Yeah, oh,
I've got a heart rate.
Yeah, I don't eat a bacon sandwich every day.
I have five fruit and veg a day. Show off, right? But you know what it is? Is that there's then the next bit of that continuum is like it goes on to not masturbating. There's the no-fap thing.
Okay.
Which is bizarre.
Yeah.
It's just bizarre.
It's all these weird rules. It's
religion without religion.
Yeah.
They want to control. It's no. It's sobriety. It's blasphemy. Yeah. They want control over your genitals as well. Like that's always a bit of a red flag when they start. They're like, huh, you know, it affects your dopamine levels, man. And you're like, yeah, fuck off. I want to have a wank and a drink because they're two of the best pastimes you can ever have.
Yeah. And
yeah, and they're very low money. Yeah. they're, there's not much cost to them.
So your big thing is people pushing this narrative of I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do anything of a vice. I don't have a vice.
Now, I'm not saying, I know some people might go, well, what if you're drinking at 10 in the morning? Like, but
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mean that. No, I don't mean to get, but I mean, you know, a couple of blowouts at the weekend.
I don't judge anyone for anything like that. I mean, but life's hard enough.
If someone said you can live to 100,
yeah,
but you can't drink, or you can live to 85, but you drink 85
every day,
and I can drink,
yeah, and have a great time.
When I like, to be fair, I've had a few sort of like exes and family members that may have commented on this. So, but like, they're like, you do like a drink, and I'm like, yes, I do.
Yeah,
I ruddy love a drink.
You're used to that when I first met you.
No, but that's what I mean. I drank and everything got a lot better.
Yeah, everything's better with it. Enjoying yourself and doing.
I was like a little.
Everything's better. Having vice.
I was like, my personality was in a vice before. Do you know what I mean? I was like, and I was just really.
Do you feel like that? Like,
really like, tightly wound.
Because I've seen a few. My algorithm is showing up a few Andrew Tate videos.
Oh, yeah.
Which is hilarious. And they're giving it all. Like,
you really like his stuff, don't you?
Yeah, I mean. you would think so if you look at my algorithm.
Well, some of the things that he says are good, yeah, you know. Hitler did a lot for the economy.
He's a weird guy. They're weird guys where they're like... But they're very similar to that. Although, I believe they do drink, but they're like, don't do this, don't do that. Yeah. I don't ever do... I get up at 4 a.m. every morning. I do 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, 100...
Do you know what, another weird trend as well, which, I've heard some people that I know... Again, they're not bad people, but they're just like... But I do kind of go... you've been got as well. Like, there's a trend as well of eating one meal a day.
Oh, intermittent fasting or whatever it is.
Stuff, like, I think, but they're like, you know how productive you can be if you have one meal a day? It's like, all I need is a grain of rice.
These are the sort of people that get all of their education from Instagram Reels.
Yeah.
And it'd be like some idiot going, you don't need to do this, you do this.
The stoicism thing as well.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard it like that? That's like, was it Marcus Aurelius? But you get 20 to 25 year old guys that they're like, and you just think, do you know you'll be much happier if you don't do any of this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you should be like wanking a lot, and you should be like, it's
being reckless is a joy. Enjoying yourself, being hedonistic is great. It's not all the time.
It's very it's underrated now.
Denying yourself things like that, what's the point?
Like, sometimes I want to have a drink, and I want the possibility that I might end up in someone's bin. I don't necessarily want that. Yeah.
But I'd like the option.
I want the option.
It's my option.
I like when I went travelling and stuff, or like, you know, just whenever, like, I want the option of going back. Like, I've had a huge fucking row with a stranger, and it was weird, but it was kind of great.
That's great, though.
Yeah.
What story to tell? What stories have you got? Especially when you're young. These people, you're saying 25-year-old kids are going, just enjoy your life. Stop trying to live to this fucking idealised...
But it's weird...
Is it showing off to other people?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Yeah. It's this thing of showing off to everyone.
Yeah, it's wanting to be part of it.
I could not give a toss.
I do get, like, as in, it's important to be healthy.
No, there's...
Like, get your sleep.
See, this is the weird thing. They people like that pick up on it.
They hijack it.
Yeah.
Do you know what it's like?
We're not saying do heroin in the middle of the street at 12 o'clock now.
But do you know what it is like? It's like when a sort of political movement will take a germ of truth from something and then make that their front thing. And then it's like, well, that's why we've got long NHS waiting times.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Is they'll nick it and then blow it out of proportion. And then they've got like their little following so that they, and they've used it. They've got that little bit of truth. They've been able to kind of go, well, they were right about that.
Well, it's that stats thing we were talking about the other day, where we said, it's that Stuart Lee joke, you can prove anything with stats.
Oh, yeah.
But there were, Bill Baird does a bit about people, about swimming in the ocean, and he's like, yeah, well, 95% of the shark attacks happen near the beach. And he's like, yeah, that's where all the fucking people are.
Yeah.
They're not out in the middle of the ocean. Of course they do.
Yeah. 100% of the people are near the beach. That's the important bit.
It doesn't mean that the shark's going to kill everybody, but it's that thing what people hijack that stat. And they throw it at people. It's like, so the other day there was a vegan activist, and he was like, you're more likely to be a murderer and a paedophile if you're not a vegan. And the guy was like, yeah, but 90% of people are not vegan.
That's so stupid. Do you know what I mean?
What a stupid stat.
That's so stupid.
It is. But they hide up, they see that stat and it backs up.
If it's an ironic like, take, if it's like a stand-up, that's really funny. Yeah, but if they didn't mean it like that, that's really stupid.
I was watching a Channel 4 documentary. Oh, God. They put a vegan activist.
Lee Mack has a joke about drink driving. He's like, do you know how many people were drink driving and juggling? It's like 500. And then he's like, I'm not taking any chances. Yeah, exactly. It's a really funny joke.
Yeah.
But do you know what it is? It's on the same continuum and it's in the same remit of... I cannot bear the amount of mental health stuff that is being like shoved in our faces.
Yeah.
Again, as a cause, great. People should, you know, look after themselves, not just physically, right? And I say this on a prior episode. I'm sure I mentioned crying in a shop after a breakup. So
yeah.
I've had some downers. Okay, also, I have sympathy for that. Yeah. But I'm watching Walker's adverts. And they're like, hey, bro, is everything okay? I'm like, I just want to eat my dinner. Like, without you hijacking something so you can sell something.
It's just look at me, innit?
It's like the Dove thing as well. There's a Dove advert. Do you know what I mean? And it's got, like, a spin on, like, anorexia. But I'm like, just sell your deodorant and fuck off. Like, I don't want it. I don't want it. Like, look, if there's a Channel 4 documentary and they say, we're talking about anorexia, I go, great.
Yeah.
Probably worth a watch. I don't want it in the fucking advert. But yeah, I think like that sort of stuff, I just can't, like, it's like when you listen to, we'll just name names, but like the High Performance Podcast.
Yeah. This is our mate.
It's unbearable, isn't it?
Yeah, just patting each other on that.
It's just, I like it's the way just the guy asked the question, just but... like, tell me like about when you went to the shops, did you, tell me about that mindset that you had. Tell me in a really serious and humorous way.
Do you know what? That is spot on. That is spot on.
Oh, I've listened to one episode. I was like, I've got to lock my headphones out the window.
Yeah.
I'm
totally with you. I can't, like.
And I'm like, and people are like, oh, great content. I'm like, fuck you as well. This is awful.
Eddie Howe, Newcastle United's manager.
Yeah.
Where even his mate. Because what?
I saw like a short of it.
It'll be the main guy, and then he's got a mate next to him who asks like important questions.
Yes, very randomly. Yeah, he's like sort of the more the intellectual part of the brain that Jake Humphries doesn't really have.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like he throws him in like a Pokemon. Like he's just like you are something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so he's there. He's going like. So, tell me, like, when they're like, oh, yeah, I had an amazing season run. It was great. Time of my... And he's like, yeah, but what about your childhood?
Yeah, but isn't it always something really positive about the person? He never asks a really, like, difficult question. So the last one he goes and he's like...
To be fair, I think they did have Tyson Fury on there and they did ask him something.
I've not seen that, but fair enough. If I'm wrong, I apologise. But the one I saw with Eddie Howe and he was like... And the guy goes really earnestly. He's like, you've created, like... more of a team spirit in this team. I just thought, I wondered if you could tell us a bit more about how you make everybody feel comfortable.
It's like,
and Eddie Howe goes, well, this is why you get paid the big bucks. This is a great question. That's why you're the best. And all he's done is pat you on the back and say
you've just literally spat up your bum hole.
You might as well have sent him
like,
the question.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
I would like to watch that Tyson Fury one because I'm a big... I can't get enough of Tyson Fury and his dad.
Yeah.
They're like crack-crush TV to me.
They are.
He is
unique. We can say that.
Yeah.
Like, but it there's so many podcasts like that. The Diary of a CEO, Diary of a Wanker, that can fuck off.
Yeah, exactly.
It always has to push itself in a direction of like being so earnest and so boring.
All them clips on Instagram where it's like...
It's like inside the actor's studio. It's like...
Yeah, that's a great... Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Are you amazing or are you incredible? And it's like, well, I'd have to say, you know, me being incredible, you know, it runs in conjunction with me being amazing.
Yeah.
It's just like, I feel like throwing up.
Yeah, I totally agree. They're fucking idiots, aren't they? The new trend is putting this, like, soundtrack to you saying something obvious... So it'd be like, dun, 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 dun.
And
the guy would be like, well, basically what you've got to do, stop thinking about it. You can only control your actions.
Mm.
Can't control anybody else's actions. Get up in the morning, go to bed early, get 8 hours of sleep. And everyone's, like in the comments, everyone's like.
Just like, it's like. Standing up. Like, and I'm like, well, are we watching the same thing here? Or is this just aimed at more fucking idiots? Do you know what I mean? But it is just...
Well, it is sickening, isn't it? Like, if we're being...
Yeah.
It's people... Because people... And also... it's that level of disconnectivity to it people don't...
Inspiration has become like a real like currency, like a content creator thing.
Yeah, I totally agree.
To the point... And the thing is, and I know I am saying something painfully obvious here, but like, it does start out with something... like salient. It starts that way.
Of course it does, yeah. And
there's a truth to it.
It's meant in a good way.
But it gets robbed and hijacked.
Yeah. That's all them,
It gets to the point where sort of Rupert Murdoch's children are enjoying rap music.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, this is the opposite of what it was meant to be.
Yeah.
Like, it's not meant to be enjoyed by billionaires. It started out as a completely different thing. I'm not saying like, you know, you can't enjoy hip hop music, like, but it's like, there is a bit like, well, that's definitely not what it was.
The NWR concert where it was £500 a ticket and it was all white people. Yeah, fuck the establishment.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's like, that's how I feel about that trend, and I hate it.
I hate
that self-improvement thing.
It's a self-importance, and it's an easy one as well. It's an easy thing to get, like,
honestly, you're not saying anything controversial. Anyone that listens to the High Performance, but do a drinking game how many times he says mindset.
Yeah.
You'll be legless. You'll be, ironically, you'll be so drunk you'll want to quit, which is a bad idea.
That's great.
You should keep, where are we at? Right, well, I think that's rant over. So there we go. That's
I like this segment.
Grattan Rants.
Yeah, no, I like this. We should call it Grattan Rants.
Yeah.
I quite like this segment. It's quite a nice idea. Next week, Mario agrees.
All right. See you later, guys.
Yeah, bye-bye.